Welcome to Life's Riches, the podcast where we explore the people, experiences, money, and books that shape what it really means to live a rich life. I'm your host, Aisha, a financial educator, coach, book lover, and someone who's still growing through every life phase, just like you. And this is our first episode. I'm so glad you're here. This podcast has been in my heart for a while. Life's Riches was born from this deep belief that wealth isn't just about numbers, it's about meaning. And meaning shows up in a lot of places, in the people who pour into us, in the experiences that shape us, in the money decisions that give us freedom, and in the books that shift our thinking. That's my interpretation of life's riches. But I know that looks different for everyone. And that's part of what this podcast is about, creating space to explore what you define as richness. What really matters to you? What's shifted your life? What are the stories, lessons, and voices that have shaped how you see value and success? In this podcast, we'll unpack those questions, not just from my perspective, but from the experiences of others, because life's riches don't fit into a single definition. They evolve, and so do we. If you're new to my world, I'm Aisha. I was born during a time when many Nigerian parents came to the UK to study, had their children here, and then returned home with their qualifications and babies, me being one of those. That was my early story. I finished secondary school and my first degree in Nigeria, then came back to UK as an adult, full of ambition, but with very little guidance. I've been the UK returnee with no roadmap, suddenly offered access to credit cards and loans, spending money I didn't truly understand, and if I'm honest, often spending it on luxury and unnecessary things that were out of my reach when I was growing up. I've been the young adult trying to figure out how money actually works. I've been the single mom making funds stretch while still showing up and pushing through, even when I had no idea how I was doing it. I'm now the business owner, 4 years in, sometimes wondering, why did I choose this path? Still navigating the challenges, still learning how to balance purpose with survival. And I'm also the midlife woman, rethinking what success means, asking questions I didn't have time to ask before, and being more honest with myself about what I want and need in this next season of life. That's why I created Life's Riches, because I know what it's like to carry expectations, to make mistakes, to start again, and to keep going, even when you're unsure. This podcast is where all of that can live. It's not about having it all figured out. It's about giving ourselves space to reflect, reset, and move forward. Here's what you can expect from Life's Riches. You'll hear solo episodes like this one, where I share parts of my journey, my background, some of the lessons I've learned the long way, and a few hindsight moments I still mull over now and then. You'll also hear conversations with guests, some of the people who know me best, family, friends from way back, my nearest and dearest, and others I've met along the way. Everyday people with stories worth listening to. People who may not have huge platforms, but who have lived through things, learned from them, and come out with their own definition of what a rich life looks like. We'll talk about money journeys, yes, but also about mindset, transitions, relationships, and the books that have shaped their thinking. It won't be polished or performative. It will be rich, honest, and layered, just like life. This is a space for exploration because life's riches look different to each of us, and I want to hold space for all those perspectives. I'm planning to drop a new episode once a week. That's the goal for now. But like many things in life, it might evolve over time. I'll let you know if and when things shift. We're playing it by the ear, learning as we go, and that's okay. This podcast is for the person who's starting out, or starting over. It's for the young adult making their first money decisions, the single mom navigating it all, The midlife woman or man asking, is this it? Or what's next? It's for anyone who's ever looked around and thought, there has to be more than this. More clarity, more freedom, more meaning. If you're ready to define what really enriches your life, or to redefine what wealth and success look like on your own terms, life's riches is for you. So here's my life's riches reflections. These are four questions I'll be asking every guest, so I thought I'll start by answering them myself. What does a rich life mean to you right now? That's one of the questions. To me, a rich life is one that feels honest. It's built on people who support you, experiences that stretch you, money that frees you, and books that open your mind. It's not about having it all figured out. It's about having space to pause, reflect, and move forward on your own terms. That's my version of life's riches for now, because it changes, and I give myself permission to let it evolve. Another question I'm going to be asking is, what experience has shaped your relationship with money the most? And for me, I'd answer, coming back to the UK as an adult shaped everything. I was a returnee with no real guidance, suddenly eligible for credit cards and loans, spending money I didn't truly understand, and often spending it on luxury and unnecessary things that were out of my reach growing up, making me feel like I belonged or had made it. That season taught me how easy it is to fall into cycles of spending without understanding the why. And it's one of the reasons I care so deeply about financial education that feels real and human. Thirdly, I'll be asking, what's a book or quote that's changed the way you see life or money? For me, that book is Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. The book completely shifted how I view income and financial freedom. It's helped me understand that how we earn matters just as much as how much we earn, and that financial independence often comes from thinking beyond employment. It pushed me to reevaluate my relationship with work, risk, and ownership. And honestly, I still revisit it when I need to reset. And the last question I'll be asking guests is, if you could go back and speak to yourself 10 years ago, and even 5 years ago, what would you say? And here's my answer. I'll say, open your ears and your eyes. Surround yourself with people who are ahead of where you are. At that time, I was financially balanced. On the surface, I was managing large budgets in the charity sector, professionally confident in finance, but in my personal life, none of that was in play. I didn't realize I should be planning for the later years. I was so focused on the now and climbing the corporate ladder. I missed the bigger picture. And that's coming from someone who knew the numbers. I just hadn't yet learned how to apply them to myself. 5 years ago, I would say, don't let emotions drive your financial decisions. At that point, I was afraid of debt, even the kind that could work for me. I had an interest-only mortgage on a home in a prime area of London, and I had no plan for how to pay it off. I had hit 50, and lenders had started asking, so what's your plan? All I wanted was to get rid of the debt. I didn't even consider the option of remortgaging, and looking back, that fear cost me. It was part being naive, part lack of access, and past not knowing what I know now. But I hold grace for that version of me because she was doing her best with what she had, and the decisions made then has led to lots of learning, growth, and experiences which I'm grateful for. So, if any of this speaks to you, I'd love for you to subscribe, follow, and share this with a friend. You can find me on Instagram at Life's Riches with Aisha, or visit lifesriches.co.uk for blogs, tools, and reflections to support your journey. If you enjoyed this episode or anything resonated with you, I'd love it if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Your words not only help others find the podcast, they remind me that these conversations matter. We're just getting started, and I'm truly grateful to have you here at the beginning. Until next time, take care of your money, your mind, and the people who matter most. I'm Aisha, and this has been Life's Reaching.